Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Livestock Market Economist Daryl Peel with us to talk cattle on feed. Back with Daryl in just a moment. Delivering dependable for over 30 years, that's Superior Video Livestock Auction. With our next sale coming up on Thursday, May 28th, it'll be broadcast live from Superior Livestock's facilities in Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise, of course, at 7:30, and the video auction itself at 8 a.m. Central Time. 36,400 head to be offered this go-round, 5,000 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, 2,800 weaned calves, and over 21,000 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com, or as always, you can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. 800-422-2117. Remember, Thursday, May 28th, 8 a.m. Central Time at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you. Talking now with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Cattle on Feed report is now out. Daryl, why don't you kind of go through the numbers for us first of all?
You bet. The May 1 cattle on feed inventory comes in at 5% down, 95% of last year's levels. Placements in the month of April were 78% of a year ago. That was very close to what was expected, and it's very close to what we saw 1 month earlier in March when placements were down, were only 77% of the previous year. So down, 23% and 22% 2 months in a row there. Marketings were 76% in April of last year's levels. Again, about as expected. No surprises in this report, but obviously reflects the unique situation that we're in right now.
And really, these numbers, the way they stand, just show that we've got the reduced slaughter capacity, and that's what's really going on. And feedlots are trying to be, I guess, proactive and very responsive to that.
Well, that's right. If you go back to March, feeder cattle producers, the markets dropped pretty hard in the early stages of this thing. And so they just didn't offer as many cattle, and feedlots weren't very interested in them. And so March placements were down. March marketings, if you remember, were way up. And that actually helped us because that sort of we pulled some cattle ahead in March that would have been added to the backlog that developed in April. The low marketings in April certainly reflects what has happened then with the disruptions we've had in packing plant capacity. Probably the most important thing out of this cattle on, or these last two cattle on feed reports, compared to a year ago, the reduction in placements in the last 2 months is about 867,000 head less cattle placed in those 2 months. Now, we don't know what they would have been in the absence of COVID, but if they were close to year ago levels, that means that we have a hole that starts to develop here about September and into October, which means that this backlog we're going to be dealing with, we may struggle through the summer to make a lot of progress at catching up on that backlog, but the low placements that we have will really help us fix our problem not later than probably September, October, if we haven't already done it by then.
And I guess what these numbers definitely reflect that we've got a large number of heavyweight cattle, right?
We do. We've probably got 900,000 plus or minus, perhaps close to a million head of cattle backed up that should have been processed over the last 4 or 5 weeks at least. And they are getting somewhat heavier. Presumably, feedlots are kind of holding them down a little bit in more of a maintenance mode, but they are getting heavier. Carcass weights are going up, which in the short run is helping us add a little more meat to the market with our reduced slaughter. But we're getting back online. The slaughter capacity estimated for this past week was 86% of a year ago. That's a big improvement over 3 weeks ago when we were down 35%. So we were only running about 65% of a year ago. So we are bringing that capacity back online. That's going to resolve a lot of our meat issues at the grocery store level just in the next week or two. And it's going to begin to get us to a point where we can first stop adding to the backlog of cattle, and then hopefully begin to chip away at those cattle that need to be processed that are running 4 to 5 weeks behind in some cases.
Oklahoma State University Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.